Macmillan Audio presents All Things Bright and Beautiful by James Herriot. Read for you by Nicholas Ralph.
With love to my wife and to my mother in dear old Glasgow town. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Cecil Francis Alexander, 1818 to 1895. Chapter 1. As I crawled into bed and put my arm around Helen, it occurred to me, not for the first time, that there are few pleasures in the world to compare with snuggling up to a nice woman when you are half frozen. There weren't any electric blankets in the 30s, which was a pity because nobody needed the things more than country vets. It is surprising how deeply bone marrow cold a man can get when he is dragged from his bed in the small hours and made to strip off in farm buildings when his metabolism is at a low ebb. Often the worst part was coming back to bed. I often lay exhausted for over an hour, longing for sleep but kept awake until my icy limbs and feet had thawed out. But since my marriage, such things were but a dark memory. Helen stirred in her sleep. She had got used to her husband leaving her in the night and returning like a blast from the North Pole, and instinctively moved nearer to me. With a sigh of thankfulness, I felt the blissful warmth envelop me, and almost immediately the events of the last 2 hours began to recede into unreality. It had started with the aggressive shrilling of the bedside phone at 1 a.m, and it was Sunday morning, a not unusual time for some farmers after a late Saturday night.